WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians baseball.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver and Bob Stogler here at Fort Recovery's Baseball Diamond on the west side of town as we're set for a big game today. Not because necessarily it's a big opponent. Quite honestly, New Knoxville's been struggling this year, but the fact that if we win this game, Bob, we are the MAC champions.
That's right, Rob, and the first time in school history, it'd be a special feat for nine seniors and a coaching staff that's been together here for a while, and their goal is to win the league every year, and it's one game away from happening.
We are a little late getting started here because they had senior night tonight. Why don't you just run down the nine seniors that we do have there, Bob?
Absolutely, and we're going to start with Max Klingsher. Max has been hurt all year, and rotator cuff, and a tough break for Max, but a great kid. And the rest of them seniors, and they're all starting tonight. Cade Wendell, of course, a shortstop, and threw the no-hitter against Minster. Will Holman, center fielder. Nick Twaits gets the ball tonight. Reese Rogers at first base. Ben Holman is at second base tonight. Ethan Shane is left field. Evan Post gets a start at third base. Cassius Metzger in left field. And that is your seniors. And that's a special group. And I'm sure there's some jitters going on out there tonight, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the big tournament starting next Friday. We will play either Ada or Fostoria next Friday at 5 o'clock right here at the Fort Recovery Diamond. First batter for New Knoxville stepping in there is Jack Bartholomew. He's the center fielder for the Rangers. They come in with a tough record, two wins on the year so far, and 0-4 in the conference. Here's the next pitch from Nick Twaits. Swing and a miss. Call strike. And some major league scouts here tonight looking at Nick.
Yeah, I talked to the Cubs guy down there earlier, and a young kid from Kentucky come scouting for the Cubs. And I know Pittsburgh Pirates are here and also the Nationals. So at least three are here, and I see three guns down below. So
there's a swing and a foul at the plate. That makes it no ball, still two strikes. Top of the first inning, Jack Bartholomew of New Knoxville stepping in here. We're trying to beat the rain from coming in, and I think we look pretty good, don't we?
Yeah, the radar doesn't show anything. The clouds are a little ominous, but I don't know. We'll get her in.
There's a swing and a miss. Dropped by Cody Shinneberry. Picks it up. Fires down to Reese Rogers, and there's the strikeout. Jack Bartholomew is retired, and that'll bring up Caleb Lagerman.
Lagerman. He was a late scratch. I seen the lineup. Caleb was put in right at the very end. And Loggemans is a popular name in New Knoxville, and always good basketball players, Loggeman boys.
There's a swing and a miss for a strike. He plays right field. Fort Recovery has Reese Rogers. Again, these are almost all seniors. Reese Rogers at first. Ben Holman is at second. Cade Wendell at shortstop. Evan Post at third. Cassius Metzger is out in left. Will Holman in center. Ethan Shane is in right. Cody Shinneberry is behind the plate, and Nick Twaits on the mound for the Indians tonight.
Working from the stretch. You see that? You don't usually do that, does he?
Not in this case. There's a swing and a foul off the right. Maybe he figured he needed some work on that.
Yeah.
He's pitched 30 and a third innings coming into the game today with a 2-1 record. Earned run average, 1.15. He struck out 51 in 30 and a third innings. That's pretty amazing. And has eight walks. Swing and a miss for strike three as Nick blew that by him. Two down.
Against Coldwater, they topped him out. I seen it. They were saying last night, 94. Now, last year, I think it was 92, wasn't it, Calpe?
Yeah,
so he's gained a couple mile an hour this year. And I'm sure that them scouts are thinking if we can get two more out of him, then if he was two more inches taller, that'd be a no-doubter.
Here's a swing and a miss by Nate Tennerman. He's a big kid. He is the number three guy in the order, playing shortstop for the New Knoxville Rangers. Another game we're going to be watching real closely tonight, New Bremen and St. Henry. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Of course, if St. Henry knocks off New Bremen and we win here, that's an outright conference title. If St. Henry wins tonight and we win, it's a shared title. Even though we beat St. Henry this year. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Nick Timmerman is not wasting too much time here, Bobby.
No, that was a quick 1-2-3 and 3K burgers.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We'll be back with the bottom of the first. Fort Recovery coming up right after we pause for this.
What seems to be your problem?
Doc, every time I close my eyes, I dream of a turkey sandwich.
Did you go to the IGA today?
Why, yes.
You are simply thinking of the most wonderful experience of your day, so satisfy your dream and buy some turkey.
Moo, moo.
What is that cow doing in my lobby?
Oh, Doc, I was dreaming of a glass of milk.
Folks, sweet dreams. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And Fort Recovery Insurance would like to remind you that the Farmers Market starts this Saturday. It's the first and third Saturdays of each month, running throughout the summer. It starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and probably not a lot of produce there this early. But
you know, I didn't go up there last year. Did you go up?
It wasn't as many vegetables as there was, just a lot of people make little knickknacks and stuff.
Craft-type items that are there, too.
Things were set up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there might still be a lot of things to look at. And again, this Saturday is the first one of the farmers markets for the summer at Fort Recovery, downtown Fort Recovery. And again, the Fort Recovery Chamber coordinates that. They'd like to have you folks come up and take a look.
I think the weather forecast sounds good for Saturday.
It does. Yep. No baseball games on the schedule, though. Unless they pick up one at the last minute.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what their game plan is.
You know, sometimes Jerry does that. when there's a whole week break here between this game and when we play in the tournament.
I'll bet we get one in sometime, don't you?
Oh, there's no way. We're going to play a game between now and next Friday.
The game Tuesday was canceled for some reason.
Evidently, Lincoln View.
Oh, yeah.
They want to scout tournament that day because tournament starts on Tuesday, and they wanted to scout their opponent, so they canceled Tuesday game. And my guess is we're going to play a game Monday. I was betting.
Here's Cade Wendell leading off for the Indians, hitting .333. And it's ball one and strike one, or ball two? Ball two, 2-0. Cade, one of the many seniors on this team, plays shortstop. Had his first no-hitter of his high school career the other day when he no-hit the Minster Wildcats. And boy, if you're going to no-hit a team, that's a tough one to do. Minster had a huge batting average.
Yeah, he was pretty impressive. Now, also, you have a little interesting stat about a stolen bases. Is that correct?
Yes, and we might see a history right here. Cade Wendell is tied with Mitch Stallman for 29 stolen bases in a single season, which is the single season record. So if he gets a stolen base tonight, he will break the single season record for stolen bases. I bet you he's going to go.
I think he might, too, unless Coach Philly gets him picked off, which...
Throw goes back, and Cade back to the bag. Playing first is Brandon Smith for New Knoxville. Pat Covert is the second baseman. Nate Tennerman is the shortstop. Jacob Rollins is the third baseman. There he goes. Maybe a school record. And he is in there for a stolen base. Cade Wendell has set a new school record for Fort Recovery with 30 stolen bases in a single season. Mitch Stallman held the other one. I think he did that back in 2015 or so.
Absolutely. A couple years ago. And congratulations to Cade. And that tells you you're getting on base a lot, is what that tells you.
He already, of course, has the career record as of right now. Tom Galdine said he was probably about four ahead of Will Homan, somewhere in that, on the career mark. I still think that's amazing. You got your top two career record holders playing here on the same team.
Yeah.
And Miss Oley called a strike. Late pull there. Strike one, two balls and one strike to Will Holman now. Will coming in hitting 286. Center fielder for the Indians. Let's see if Kay goes for third. There's a call strike. On the mound, by the way, is Jonah Lagerman, right-handed hurler. He's got his turned-up bill out there.
Yes, he does.
There's a swing and a slow roller to the shortstop. Throw goes to first, and he is safe. Beat it out.
Speed kills.
Will Holman, Speedy Will, beat out the slow roller. He's got himself a single. Here comes Nick Twaits hitting 265. Again, another one of the seniors on this Indian team. Coach Kalp surprised us all by not starting Nick the other night against Minster, but it turned out all well. Inside for a ball.
Here's a kid that's really swinging a bat well for us, and we need that in that three hole. And he had the big sacrifice fly that scored the Indians' only run on Tuesday, and he's swinging a bat good, and he's making good contact, and I look for him to drive one here, too.
There's a slow curve, and he missed. Must have been high. Two balls and no strikes. Who are the umpires today?
Behind the plate is Mr. Trent Beckman. A lot of people in Fort Recovery know who Trent is. And Dane Cook also out on the bases. These guys have been doing it for a lot of years.
Head misses for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Again, runners at first and second. New Knoxville's in trouble here in the first inning. Nobody out. Cade Wendell at second and Will Holman at first. There's ball four. Got the bases loaded. Nick Twaits draws a base on balls. That'll send Will Holman to second. And we'll send Cade Wendell down to third. Here's Mr. Reese Rogers coming to the plate. Come on, Reese, hit one out of here for your family listening in here today.
They're dedicated listeners, Brandon is, and the rest of the crew is here. And I think Reese's sister she's having some surgery done today in St. Louis, so I bet she's listening too. And you know, that's a great family, and they've been a huge addition here to the old fort. And come on, Reese.
Reese Rogers batting from the left side. He swings. He drives one to left field. It might fall in there. It does. It's a base hit. Here comes a throw in, and everybody's safe. It's an RBI single, and the bases are still loaded.
Hit them where they ain't, right, partner?
That's right. Fell right in front of the left fielder, Jared Osborne. Cade Wendell scores, and moving down to third is Will Holman. Moving down to second is Nick Twaits. And again, Reese Rogers at first, and that'll bring up Ben Holman, another pretty good stick. He's hitting 279, swings and misses on an inside pitch. Strike one.
Here's a kid we got to get on track a little bit, Robbie's. He's struggling a little bit to plate, and Jerry flipped the lineup, you know, get him in that five hole, you know, maybe see some more fastballs and take a little pressure off of him.
And misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler, bringing you this Big Mac game, the last one of the year, Fort Recovery, New Knoxville. Again, the Indians win today. We are at least co-champions of the Mac Conference. It's high for a ball. Makes it one ball and one strike. New Knoxville really outmatched here today. Here's a pitch that got away from the catcher, and that's going to score another run on the wild pitch. Either a wild pitch or pass ball. I assume it's a wild pitch.
Yeah, I agree. Ball's in the dirt.
So Will Holman coming home on the wild pitch, and everybody else moves up. Nick Twaits to third and Reese Rogers to second.
Pizza night, Rob. You going to grab one on the way out?
Pizza night, huh?
Yeah. Toby Carry Out sponsoring pizza night.
Here's a smash to the shortstop, knocks it down, holds the runners, and throws to first. Can't get him, threw it away. And here's a run scoring. Here's two runs scoring. He did a nice job, Nate Tinnerman, of knocking the ball down, but then he threw it away going to first. He was not going to catch him anyway.
No.
I'm going to give Ben Holman a hit on that. And a error on the throw. What do you think?
Yeah.
Think I'm generous?
Senior night.
I think senior night is right.
Tom Galdine might not do that, but That's what I'm going to do.
The ball hit the Timmerman boy, and they're coming out to check on him. I think he might have got him in the thumb or his right hand. He's shaking her off, and manager going out and talk to him, check on his shortstop. Indians with a four spot with nobody out. First inning. No score in the second of the St. Henry New Bremen games. No score.
I'm glad you got a contact on that tonight.
We got St. Henry. That's at St. Henry. We also have the MAC Championship softball game in Parkway in Minster. And Minster with a 2-0 lead in that one. So the winner of that one is the MAC champ, too. So,
yeah, Minster pounded Fort Recovery pretty well the other night.
Yeah, they did.
What are we doing? We're changing positions?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. They're going to move him to first, and then the first baseman's going out to left field.
Going to move Tennerman to first, the shortstop. Apparently jammed his finger or something.
First baseman went to short. First baseman went to left.
First baseman went to left? And where did the left fielder go? Shortstop?
He might be a shortstop.
Who's on first?
So stepping in now is a young man who's been hitting the ball pretty well, Ethan Shane. Ethan plays right field for us. He is batting at 149, but he's had some big hits lately. There's a call strike. No balls and a strike. Four runs are home. Nobody's out. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Fort Recovery leading New Knoxville 4-0. Swinging a foul back. No Reds tonight.
Thank God.
Not a loss.
7-24.
And, you know, a lot of those games, their pitching's been okay. It just can't come up with the hits. Ooh, check swing, they call a strike.
They
strike
had,
three. Ethan Shane is our first out.
Red starting pitching has an ERA of 5.05, which isn't too good. But their batting average, team batting average is, it might be worse than what.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Take Joey Votto out of there. And he hasn't had that good of a week this
right.
week. There's ball one to the next batter, Evan Post, one of the seniors, getting a start tonight at third base. Normally Riley Post would be the third baseman, but not tonight because of senior night. There's a swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, one strike.
You know, you really hate to see a school like New Knoxville struggle in baseball. And you talk about a town of great people, you know. And you know, they got Jenny Fletter John is over there, and she's a principal. And you know, they're competitive in basketball every year in their girls' sports, but their baseball program, they just can't get it figured out. And you know, I hope they do. And it's just a numbers thing. You know, they are by far the smallest school in the MAC.
Oh, yeah.
But you just hope they get it turned around and get competitive because, you know, I'm sure they're not having any fun doing this either.
Evan Post just fouled a sharp ground ball off the left side. 1-2 count to him. There's ball two. 2-2. After Evan, if he can keep it going here, well, either way, this should be, but there's only one out. Cassius Metzger is on deck. That's inside for ball three. Yeah, it'd be nice for Evan to do that. His senior night tonight. Listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM. Call strike three. He is down. There's two away. So, Jonah Lagerman getting a couple of back-to-back strikeouts here, and that'll bring up Cassius Metzger. Cassius Metzger, the prom king for Fort Recovery last weekend.
Was you on the prom court in Marion, Indiana?
I was not. No.
You didn't make her?
No, I did not.
Just got edged out?
I don't think it was edged at all. Yeah, my class was, just my class alone was 450.
450?
Yeah. That misses, that's a call strike on the outside corner.
I think mine was 73 my senior year. And I think this year's class is, what, around 80? 68, really.
And Marion at one time, where I grew up, they had like 3,000 in the top three grades at one point in time, and now they're down. They're less than Jay County is in enrollment right now.
Marion, Indiana.
They lost all the industry. You know, they were one of those big auto industry towns. Here's a swing and a drive foul down the right side. That makes the count 2-1.
I seen you're getting a car auto parts deal. Ponderosa's getting tore down as we speak.
Yep. We're sorry to lose Ponderosa. They were a big plus for Portland. Inside for a ball. Runner's going. He's safe at third. Stolen base for Ben Homan. Yeah, we don't exactly need another auto parts store, but we are getting one.
That's right. Well, I can't imagine they didn't do a study. I mean, I'm sure they did plenty of studies to think they can.
Ball four. Cassius Metzger draws a base on balls.
Is it O'Reilly's? Is that correct?
O'Reilly's is what people are. They've not made any official announcement. But
yeah.
And we want to thank the Dave Hall family for all the years and years that they provided a nice restaurant there in Ponderosa. And
if I had to figure how many wings I ate in there in my life, I would say I'm in the 1,000.
That was a popular item for them, their wings.
1,000 wings.
Here's Cody Shinneberry. Here's a call strike. Runners on the corners here now with two outs in the bottom of the fourth, and the Indians are on top 4-0.
Over 20 years.
It was about 20 years. That's high for a ball. Throw down to third, and runner's going. He's in there safe at second. And the throw at to third, and he's in there safe at third base.
We get much rain
Ben Homan
this morning?
Down there. What's that?
We get much rain this morning? Was you on the air when it started raining?
It was raining a little bit, but we didn't hardly get anything. Yeah.
It was on the air at 6:10, Bobby.
Six, yes. I was there actually before six, but went on with the news about 6:10, yeah. Swinging a foul off the left side.
So was you 10 minutes late?
No, we had other programming before
that. Oh, you
did? Yeah.
So you 6:10 every morning?
No, I'm saying my radio came on at 6:10. He was on.
I start with the news about 6:10, but we've got an ag report and weather and that kind of stuff before the news starts. Call strike three, and that ends the inning.
Nice comeback.
So Cody Shinneberry is retired. It's four runs in the inning on a total of 1, 2, 3 hits. There was one error on the throwing error and two runners left on base. We are at the end of one. Indians leading New Knoxville 4-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Got a lot of Fort Recovery fans here tonight that we don't see too often. And I don't know if Schaefer's here very much, but Darius is here tonight. Darian Schaefer.
Darian stays involved in the community and with his kids, and he's a top-notch kid and does a lot of refereeing now. And you talk about a kid that is, I don't know how you say it, but this kid could really be a good official for it's all said and
yeah,
done.
Yeah, he's an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's the case. And, of course, Darian was one of the assistants on the football team, too, this past fall.
So, Rob, you've been watching baseball for a long time, and you see a kid like Nick Twaits. And Jay County's had some kids that's been drafted, and And what's your opinion on him when you see a kid throwing like that? And really, these kids, New Knoxville has zero chance of hitting this ball.
Oh, yeah. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. He's just got it, you know. Yeah. Anytime you can throw the ball over 90 miles an hour, the good Lord has treated him well. There's a swing and a miss. Did his dad pitch when he was?
I don't know. I have no idea.
One ball, two strikes to the batter here, leading off for New Knoxville in the top of the second is Jonah Lagerman. Strike three, and so far Nick has struck out everybody. That's the fourth strikeout of the game and four batters.
15 pitches.
Here's Jared Osborne now. He's hitting a number five spot, plays left field for the New Knoxville Rangers. Nice community there in New Knoxville, just like all these MAC communities are nice communities. There's a swing and a miss. I think that's what I appreciate most about the MAC, the communities, their family base,
yeah.
Good families. Kids are getting a lot of guidance. Downtown areas are pretty nice, pretty prosperous. There's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, that's right. And you got to have great parks and you got to have great schools. And I think that that's what makes these communities in this area strive. And I mean, it's just like look at Burn and South Adams and Portland Jay County schools. We live in a pretty good old place, you know what?
Yeah, not bad. One ball, two strikes, the counts. Here's the next pitch from Nick Tweets. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Jay County has over 20,000 residents.
Yes, about 21.
Yeah. And Portland has 6,500.
Yep.
Where's everybody live? Redke got 1,000?
Dunkirk would be the second largest community.
Now, is the glass factory still?
There's one of the two is still surviving. Okay. Yeah, the other one's been closed for quite a while. And there is a foul tip for a strike. The one that is open is a lot. There's a lot of automation in that one, so they don't have that many employees, but they are huge. They put out millions of bottles or millions of containers every day. There's a call strike two. I think they put over. They manufacture more than 2 million Budweiser bottles a day.
Is that right?
You can believe that. Plus, they have other products too.
Well, the place is huge because it's lit up. At nighttime when you look over there, Dunkirk is
swing and a miss, strike three. And how about that, Nick Twaits? Six batters, six strikeouts. We have completed the first inning and a half. The Indians leading the New Knoxville Rangers by a score of 4-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, and again, that's number three here, Mr. Bob.
Okay.
I'm going to have to leave here momentarily. I've got a meeting commitment tonight, so you and Calpe bring home a victory here this evening.
We'll try to finish it off for you, partner.
Cade Wendell will step in. Gee, it just seems like he did this last day.
I know, it's kind of crazy, yeah. I'll make Calpe do the book on that.
Okay.
If I screw that up whenever I double captain. Bat around.
Here's the pitch from Lagerman, and it's an outside for a ball. Jonah Lagerman, the pitcher. He's a right-handed hurler for New Knoxville. Indians going for their 17th win of the year against only four losses. There's a swing and a smash to center field. Center fielder catches the ball for the out. Boy, that ball was tagged, but
it was
too high. Cade Wendell flies out to center fielder Jack Bartholomew. That is the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Will Homan. By the way, Cade was hit by a pitch and, walked back in the first and scored. Here's Will Homan, who singled and scored in the last inning, and he fouls one off to the left side. If you tuned in late, Cade Wendell just set a new school record. Most number of stolen bases in a single season with 30 stolen bases this evening, or one tonight to make it 30. Passing Mitch Stallman, who had 29. I don't think he had a second stolen base.
No, yeah. Nope.
So Cade Wendell with 30 stolen bases now on the year, and he also has the career record as well. Here's a swing and a little soft pop-up to shallow left field, which the shortstop goes back and makes the play. Shortstop is number 7 now, so who is that? That is Pat
Covert.
Covert is the shortstop now. So that's two away. And that'll bring up Nick Twaits. One that misses for a ball. So far, a quick inning here for Jonah Lagerman. I don't know if you can figure all this out, Calpy, but Pat Covert is now the shortstop. Brandon Smith is in left field, you said.
So you got some cheap notes there.
Nate Tennerman went to first, who got hurt on that one play. There might be some other changes, too. I don't know. But there's a swing and a smash foul down the third baseline. And your batter's Nick Twaits came in hitting 265. He walked and scored back in the first inning. Scored on a throwing error by the shortstop. Uh-oh, that ball is ripped to left center field. Back.
Oh,
and the
did.
Center fielder made the play. Wow. That was tagged. It's a good thing they're playing deep out there.
That's right.
So Nick Twaits lines out to center fielder Jack Bartholomew, and that will complete the second inning. That's going to wrap it up here with these two innings being completed now. It's Fort Recovery leading New Knoxville by a score of 4-0. Stay tuned. Bobby will be back with Mayor Kalp right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is...
Hey, we're back here.
Hey, Bobby, good work on that.
Yeah, man. I already missed the first button.
It's not bad.
Huh? No. I mean, he leaves and I screw the first thing up.
Sorry, Ralph. Hey, welcome back to Full Recovery, folks. We're in a 4-0 ball game here. Indians ahead by 4, scored 2-4 runs here in the bottom of the first inning. Looking to clinch the MAC here tonight, Bobby. This is exciting stuff for me. I tell you, as a baseball player in school, and you know, it's awesome.
It is, and you know, you got a vested interest with your brother being the head coach, also, and you know, one of our best friends is also on that staff, and you know, we've enjoyed the heck out of doing these games for the last few years. And
I tell you what, we came in and we've been tough, so. We roll to the top of the third inning, and it's going to be 7-8-9 here Mr. Thwaites. He's doing a pretty good job of pitching here so far.
Faced six batters, struck out six, and he's threw a total of 22 pitches. So that's been pretty
Efficient.
Yeah.
Pretty efficient. So Nate Murgis is going to be our first batter here. He's taken inside.
Come on, Cody. Fire it back there, kid.
Two balls, no strikes. Brandon Smith on deck for the Rangers, followed by Jacob Rollins. First three batters here in the top of the third. Indians up four. Wow. And that, my friends, is why. That was a ball that went over into that dugout as fast as you can possibly get one over there.
Well, that about killed old Doop Boop Brown down there.
He moved back.
You see?
Maybe I can get behind that screen a little bit. Don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
Two balls and a strike to Nate Murgis, the catcher. There's a curveball. He gets a piece of it. It's hit directly right out to Willie. Willie played him absolutely perfect, Bob.
Yes, he did.
Gets a piece of it, knocks it out there to center field, and that's going to be the first non-strikeout for Nick Thwaites.
Did you get a piece of pizza?
I did. It was so hot I got no skin left on the roof of my mouth.
Oh, that's horrible.
You ever do that?
Oh, I hate that.
Oh.
Absolutely hate it.
And that's going to bring Brandon Smith to the plate. Brandon takes first pitch, swings at it, misses.
We went over to El Camino's the other day, and I grabbed the plate after he, one of the guys handed and I grabbed
it. Always says hot plate.
I know it. Man, still blistering on my finger.
Swung at that one, too. Fouled it off. Strike two.
Well, he kind of tossed it at me, and it was about...
All you want
six
to do
inches
is
to the right.
You just want to move it just a little bit.
Yep. Just give it a little love tap.
Blister your fingers up. Swing and a miss right there. Strike three. So Brandon Smith goes down swinging. Strikeout number seven for Mr. Thwaites. And that's going to bring the number nine hitter, Jacob Rollins, to the plate.
Now batting number two, Jacob Rollins.
Nice crowd on hand tonight.
A bunch of people down there.
Yeah.
People standing down there. Bob, when I went down there, they were actually out of pizza. I mean, they brought me four brand new pizzas.
Did they
swing
really?
And a miss right there, and she gave me the first piece out of that. I knew it. And I still did it.
Yep. Couldn't hold back.
Nope. Strike two. I'm pretty sure the Rangers haven't seen somebody. I saw the gun down there. 92 I saw on the gun. One time.
How many guns are out there?
I just saw one.
Just one?
Yeah, I just saw one. Here comes the 0-2 from Nick. Swing and a miss, strike three. Well, Mr. Thwaites, awfully efficient here tonight, Bobby. That's strikeout number eight out of the first nine batters. And after 2.5 in the books, Indians four. Rangers zero.
Brad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer. Enjoy savings of 20% off all sunscreen and skin safety items in May at Kalp Pharmacy. Many national brands and special products, including Bullfrog's combined sunscreen and mosquito repellent, tan towels for a streakless tan, and natural chemical-free brush-on block powder sunscreen. So stop at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, Bobby, we're back here at Fort Recovery. Going into the bottom of the third, I'm looking here at Rob's notes on this pad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got arrows drawn. And of course, he explained it to me when he left, you know. But we know that Brandon Smith, he took off and went out to left field. Nate Tinnerman is over at first. He was a shortstop. But I'm looking at the big picture, and I'm actually one X away from tic-tac-toe.
Are you really?
Yeah. So we roll into the bottom of the third inning. Reese Rogers steps up to the plate.
Reese with an RBI single.
Yep,
first time
Reese
up.
One for one. Scored a run in the first inning.
Use sunscreen?
No.
We should. Yeah, my wife always gets on me, too. Yeah.
That was high and outside. Yeah, I should. Actually, I give my employees credit there. They're pretty good at putting it on there.
I think the younger kids are. They understand, but us maybe. Idiots.
Yeah. There's a hard hit ground ball to Harold. Oh. Harold barrel hands it.
Look at him. He is so cool.
It hurts.
He'll probably sign it. Throw it to the crowd.
He's clapping, yeah.
Well, it was his right hand, so.
No, it was his left hand.
Oh, was it left hand?
Yeah, left hand. Two balls and a strike to Reese. That was taken outside, ball three. Mr. Pat Niekamp sitting down there.
Mr. Niekamp here?
Yep, sitting down there, front row.
He's probably got about three pieces.
That one's outside, ball four.
He's a popcorn guy.
He's probably got popcorn.
No downer.
Pizza's good.
Toby's got good pizza.
So leadoff man on, base on balls, and that's going to bring Ben Holman to the plate. Benny had a base hit, knocked in a couple guys, ended up on third there in the first inning. Coach Wendell down at third base. Bottom of the third inning. Coach Feely over at first like normal.
And my phone, partner.
Yep.
See if I can get an update on that St. Henry game.
That's it, pretty good out toward the right field. Right fielder is going to make a play on it, I think, and he does. Reese Bach to first. So Benny goes down, F9 in the book. Out number one. And that brings Ethan Shane to the plate. Number 15, Ethan. What is this walk-up song?
Don't ask. Middle of the fourth, New Bremen 0, St. Henry 0. So that's a fast-moving game over there at St. Henry.
I wonder if that same kid pitched against us, is pitching against them, and probably Lange, I'm assuming. Or could be Parker, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was down in the dirt outside. There's a throw down to first. Reese back in time. Here comes the pitch. That's taken four strike. Ethan thought that was inside. I believe it caught a little bit of the inside edge. And one ball, one strike. Oh, that was fun Tuesday night after that no-hitter up at the bowling alley. Having a little bit to eat and drink and listen to Coach Kalp and Coach Feely tell some stories. Wow, that was he was going to bunt him down there, and it was coming right at his head.
Right.
If he didn't bunt it, he was going to take one off the base. Catcher's chuckling to him, too. Bunts it foul, and that's going to be a strike. So one ball, two strikes, one out here. Bottom of the third inning, Indians up 4-0. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Shinney goes down for a strikeout. Second strikeout of the game for Ethan. So two away. That's going to bring Evan Post with Cassius Metzger on deck. Evan struck out also in the first inning.
Cavs and Raptors getting ready to tip off. That's a 6
early
o'clock
game?
Start. Yeah. Cavs stole one. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to watch
no
the end of
business
that, too.
Winning that game.
Boy, if they could somehow sneak the first two out of there at Toronto.
And they're looking at sweepers.
That would be big, wouldn't it? I have to admit, I certainly wasn't picturing them winning two there. I was hoping they'd split at least, but got that in the books. Come on, Evan, get me a hit here on senior night, babe. That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes.
I'm predicting base hit for Big E right here.
I know he's got one in him. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. That was taken low. Reese is going to head down to second. Catcher bobbled it a little bit, gave him time to sneak down there. So that's going to be a stolen base for Reese Rogers. He's over at second. So with two outs, Evan's got a chance to drive in. Fifth round of the game here for the Indians. Jumped out there on top of them to start the game in the fourth, or in the first inning, scored four. And I'm ready to get another one across the plate here, Bobby.
Yep, that's right. Play a little add-on. Never have enough.
Never have enough. Three balls and a strike to Evan. Here comes the pitch. That's taken outside, ball four. So Evan goes down to first base, and that's going to bring senior Cassius Metzger to the plate. Cassius walked his first time up. Guys at first and second. First pitch comes across the plate a little bit low and outside, ball one.
Cassius was the big prom queen there.
He would be the king.
The king, I mean. Yeah, the king, yeah.
Yeah.
And the queen was? Do you know?
It's taken for a strike right there. I got to think here for a second. That's pretty bad. I was there, too.
You was there?
Yeah. I'll think of it. Caught me off guard. That's
going to
be a bunt for a hit. Cassius lays it down the first baseline. Perfect, and he makes a nice play. Our pitcher makes a nice play. Comes over, flips over to the first baseman for an out. And that's the third out in the inning. So nice drive by Cassius to sneak one down the line. He couldn't have put it in a better spot. But
the pitcher
made a nice play on it. And three outs in the inning. So after three complete, Indians still lead 4-0 over the Knoxville Rangers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. Top of the fourth inning. Rangers coming to the plate here. They're going to roll the top. Jack Bartholomew, Caleb Loggeman, and Nate Tinnerman, first three batters.
Twitch has been perfect. Copy through three, 8 Ks. A fly ball to center field. And he's just dominating this team.
They obviously haven't seen anybody that's thrown in the 90s that I can tell. I mean, they're so late on their swings, they cannot catch it. I just can't catch up to it. And, you know, that being said, that's quite an adjustment to go from, you know, low 80s to 92, 93, and pretty hard to catch up to that.
Lights on here at the old stadium.
Yeah, turned them on the last inning. That first pitch comes in there a little bit outside, ball one. Swing and a miss right there.
You hear Rob say he had to go to the Lions Club meeting tonight. He's president of the Lions Club. Is there anything that guy don't do?
Is that what he's up to?
Yeah, president of the Lions Club.
Jeepers.
I was also a three-time president of the Fort Curry Lions Club. You'd think that would put me in the Hall of Fame, but still not in. Still waiting to get inducted.
That was taken. No, he tried to bunt that one, I guess. He put his bat out there. I thought he pulled back, but he did not. He attempted on that, so that's going to be one ball, two strikes to the leadoff man, Jack Bartholomew.
Well, after tonight, it all starts for real next Thursday night. Sectional tournament starts play, Calpe.
Yeah.
Play a couple teams that we're not familiar of, Fostoria and who's the other team that we have?
Ada.
So that'd be fun. Get the second season rolling. Let's get this win here today and get a smack
absolutely
title.
Finish up here in the MAC's 8-1. Be awesome. Here comes a 2-2. That's a curveball. He gets a piece of it. It's hit out towards right field. Shaney comes over. He makes a play for out number one. Guy got a piece of that curveball. Pops her out to the right fielder, Ethan Shane, and that's going to be out number one, and that's going to bring Caleb Loggeman to the plate with Nate Turnerman on deck.
So Henry won New Bremen, nothing in the fourth.
Come on, Cardinals. Swing and a miss right there. Pretty much froze Caleb on that pitch right there, Bobby. Here comes the next pitch. That one's fouled out towards the playground. Heads up, kids.
Got a lot of listeners today listening, shooting some text at us, and we appreciate everybody listening.
Absolutely.
Indian Baseball on WPGW channel.
Swing and a miss right there. Strike three. Strikeout number nine for Tweetsie, and that's going to bring Nate Tinnerman to the plate with Jonah Loggeman on deck.
Natalie was the prom queen. Know where her last name is?
Natalie.
That's what Rob Weaver texted me.
I'm trying not to think who was all on it. I don't know. We were all kind of flabbergasted because one of the people in the court pulled his pants down, and everybody's talking about that. That one gets past Cody and goes back to the screen. Two balls, no strikes.
Come on, Tweetsie.
To Nathan Tinnerman, the shortstop, who is no longer the shortstop. He is the first baseman, according to the arrows on my paper.
He took a hot shot. Natalie Potcutter was the queen. I knew that.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Not the best memories here up in the booth.
We about got nothing left in the tank.
No, that's inside. Ball three.
But we do know that that is one pretty girl sitting between us right now.
Who we got? No stinker pot. Hi, Joe Ellie. That's a ball, and that's going to be a base runner for the Rangers. So the first runner for the Rangers goes down to first base. Nick walks the number three hitter, and it's going to bring Jonah Loggeman, the cleanup hitter, to the plate for the Rangers. For sure, Nick's pretty mad at himself that he walked that guy.
Yeah, he is too. I agree with that statement right there.
There's a strike right across the heart of the plate. Strike one. Comes the 0-1. Exact same pitch, right down the middle of the plate. Strike two. Some cars parked out there at the old treatment plant. We got lots of people here. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Cody loses it. He gets to throw
out.
Down to first, and it hits him. So that guy's going to make it down to first base on a strikeout. It was one of them that popped away from Cody, and he kind of lost the ball a little bit. It was laying right below him, and he was looking around everywhere, and he picks it up, throws it down to first base, and just kind of throws it into the back of the runner. And Benny was doing a good job backing him up, and he was right there. So now we got runners at first and second. Two outs, and that's going to bring Jared Osborne to the plate. Tinnerman over to second. First pitch in there for a strike.
Indians sloppy the last few innings.
Well, yes. I mean, nobody made a play for two innings.
No. Nope.
Swing and a miss right there. Here comes a throw down to third, and Evan puts the tag on him a little late. Man, it was a little better throw. We might have had him here at third base, but Evan did a nice job of getting the tag back down, and that moved the runners over to second and third now. So Tinnerman over there, he's 90 feet away for a Rangers first run. Loggeman over to second. Osborne finds himself in an 0-2 hole right here. And there's strike three. Nick takes care of that. So strikeout number two in the inning, actually number three. The guy made it to first, but we've got 3.5 in the books, Bobby. Indians still lead 4-0. We need to get the bats rolling here.
Yeah, let's put a big old crooked number on this.
Yes, sir. Let's bring it on back.
Back by popular demand, it is Joe.
Ta-da!
Joe, what are you doing?
Tap dancing.
Joe, you're on the radio. No one can see you tap dance.
Munch, munch, munch.
Joe, what are you doing now?
Eating a turkey sandwich.
Is it good?
It is delicious. Munch, munch, munch.
Folks, eat healthy and stay active like Joe, and make turkey a part of your diet. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms and Joe.
Ta-da!
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. We're in the top of the fourth inning, Bob, and Indians just need to get sharp here again. I think you said it right there. In the bottom of the third, we just look a little sloppy, and some of that has to do with Nick out there on the mound, just mowing them down. But we gotta score some runs here. We can hit this guy. So Cody Shinneberry is going to lead us off, and he's going to lead us off with a base hit, I'm thinking. Then we roll the top. We'll get something going here. We'll see what happens.
Perfect scenario. We throw about a six-speeder on here.
Yep.
Hold them. Call her a game.
Yeah, no kidding.
Does that work?
Inside and back to the screen here. Ball one. Bottom of four.
I didn't think we'd get this baby in today, the way the weather was sounding, the forecasting.
I don't think we got much rain, really.
No, I don't. John Diamond is dry. I don't know if they have it covered.
Maybe.
Yeah, they probably did.
That one's outside, ball two.
What a great crowd here tonight, though, Campy. Look at the left field, just jam-packed. And
he gets a piece of that one, launches it out towards left field, and somebody's going to have a tough play, and the shortstop comes over, and
fair ball.
How about that? He went a long way, and the poor guy hits it in fair territory, and it pops out of his glove, and Cody ends up on second base. I got to give that an error. What do you think? He went a long way for it, Bobby.
Went a long way. I agree.
I'm going to say it was an error. That's going to roll top back to Cade Wendell.
I thought he had been in foul territory, but
he was in fair when he touched it.
He had a better angle.
Yeah.
And nobody had a better angle than Blue, so.
So that brings Cade to the plate. Cade flew out to the center fielder last time up. Walked his first time up, come around and score the game's first run. Swing and a miss right there.
A good curveball right there.
That might have been his best of the day.
Absolutely.
Joel, did you get a piece of pizza?
Yep.
Met a girl. Was it good?
Mm-hmm. Did you burn your mouth?
No.
I did. I got the first piece out of a fresh box. It was hot. I'm taking a little high, ball one. Do I feel a little missed? Is it misting a little bit? Anything on your window or no?
I ain't seen anything.
No? Cade Wendell on deck here for the purple and white. That one's launched out towards center field. Left fielder and center fielder going after it. Center fielder makes a call for it. He does make the play. Chases Cody back to second base. So that's the second time in a row Cade flies out to the center fielder. And that's going to bring Willie Holman to the plate.
Come on, Willie, get him in here.
Yeah, we don't need to score around here. No reason to get lazy.
Haven't got a score from the girls' softball game yet. Seeing what they're doing. If anybody's over there, give us a shout. How the Lady Indians are doing against the Knoxville Rangers.
It was a home game. It's all warming up when I was heading up here. There's a strike right there to Willie. One ball, one strike, one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians up 4-0. They put a four spotter on the board in the bottom of the first inning. And actually put four on the board before we made an out, I believe.
Middle of the fifth inning, St. Henry leads New Bremen 1-0. Middle of five. Willie, St. Henry's got good pitching, boy.
Yeah, they do. Willie goes after that bunt right there and bunts it foul. On the ball, two strikes. All we can do is take care of business here, Bobby, and take care of the Rangers, and nobody can take that trophy away from us. Here comes the 1-2. One's high and inside, ball two.
Thank Brandon Rogers for giving us the St. Henry updates. He's
keeping tabs on that, ain't he? Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people are, I bet. Here comes the 2-2. That's a high hopping ball over towards the shortstop. Shortstop takes a cherry hop and throws it over to first base and throws it into the dugout of the Indians.
That's a base hit.
Yeah, that was one of those that, I mean, that thing hit hard right in front of the plate and was 40 feet in the air. So Willie gets a base hit, drives in Cody Shinneberry from second base, and then makes it 5-0. Must not went in the dugout because Willie didn't get a base over there.
No, you know, that's a deal where the Timberman boy usually plays shortstop for the Rangers, and that was really the first hard shot hit at the shortstop.
New guy, yep.
And he made a nice play, just you ain't going to get Willie.
There's a throw off over to first, and that gets past the first baseman, and Willie's got an easy one going down to second.
And they went into the tarp, so he's going to be awarded second base. Dane Cook is your base umpire. Look at all the little rugrats running around the old ball orchard tonight. You got to love it, don't you?
It's warmed up nice. They got the shorts on. They're happy. Runner at second now. Tweetsy up to the plate. Takes the first pitch down and in. Ball one. Yeah, I don't know. What was the final of the Reds last night? Was it 3-1?
3-1.
3-1.
Yep. Brewers had 12 hits and Reds had 4.
That might be in trouble, folks. That one was hit hard towards left field, and it's off the Purple Monster. Willie's going to come around. He's going to score easy, and Twacy's going to stand up on second base with a really nice-looking shot that I thought had a shot at it getting out of here, Bobby.
It hit off the R and the Purple Monster out there left.
If it's a normal high fence, that's why we put her up there, folks. So Twacy with a bomb out there to left field for a stand-up double. Willie comes around to score to make it 6-0 in favor of your Indians.
Time is called, Copy. It looks like
manager going to come out and talk to his pitcher.
Yep. Indians put two on here. Bottom of four and lead it now 6-0. And the Copy, we're really starting to smell the old MAC championship.
Yep.
And man, it's never been done before in 40 years, and we're pretty tickled.
Well, you know, and people make comments. It's harder to win our league than it is to win state.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's true.
New pitcher. Let's take a break. You want to do that?
Yeah, looks like we're going to have a new guy warming up. We'll figure out who that is. We'll be back in a bit.
You're never more busy than between 9 and 5. So why is that the only time that banks are open? At the St. Henry Bank, we work around your schedule, not ours. That's why we have special early morning, evening, and Saturday hours at our branch inside the St. Henry Shell. We think you'll appreciate our banker's hours.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Bobby, looks like all we did was take the second baseman, brought him in the pitcher's mound, moved the pitcher to second base. So Pat Covert's going to be our new pitcher here, number 7 for the Rangers. And he's going to face Reese Rogers.
Reese Bob's got a hit tonight, I think, don't he?
Yep, Reese Bob got a hit, first inning.
Couple ribbies.
We need to get him back on track here, too, for season number 2. I tell you what, he was ripping the ball there about a 5 or 6 game stretch where he was just... He saw it, you know it.
How about this one, Calpy? Grobby LaFever wins a 100-meter dash at the Mercer County meet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Waiting on the time, it's a junior high boys 4x200 also won. Heiser, Holman, Kaiser, and Pearson.
Sweet.
So congratulations to them guys. And Robby LaFever is pretty much a freak athlete.
He is the speedster. So Pat Covert comes in there, throws the first two pitches ball. Buppy says, there's a hard hit ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it, comes across first. Nice play by the shortstop, out number two. He does move Twasey over to third.
What's Buppy saying?
Buppy says that if I started at the 50-yard line and Robby LaFever started in the end zone.
Yep.
I would be at the 10-yard line when he was through the end zone on the other end. I'd go 40 yards, he'd go 100.
It's okay, so you're... No, he would be farther than that. There ain't no way.
You don't think I can run 40 yards? No.
No.
Yeah.
Before he runs 100?
I don't know. Bubby said he's unbelievable. Bubby said he's extremely fast. And I've only seen him run him, but it's been junior high. That one's outside.
Now, if I start at the 30.
You start at the 30-yard line. You got to go 30 yards to get in the end zone.
Yep. And
he starts in the end zone.
Would I beat him at 100?
I don't know. That's Buppy. And you're quick. You got the quick first step. That one's inside. Ball three.
I'm afraid I'd wear out.
30-yard
run. The old calves be burning after
he
that.
He would. Dogs be barking.
Yep.
3-0 pitch to Benny. Nick at third. Ooh. That one's going to hit Benny right in the... Kind of just knocks it down with his hand a little bit.
Yeah, that was a slow curveball.
Slow bender that didn't quite bend as much. So Benny goes down, hit by a pitch. I argued that for a little bit. You know, we think we're younger than we are. I argued that a little bit. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me he's going to run 100 yards faster? Bubby said, easy. Then I realized he's probably right. But you argue it, you know, for the sake of argument.
I wouldn't mind. I might go out the track tonight and try and see if I can, how far I can go. I know I couldn't run one time.
There goes Benny. That one's going to get away from the catcher, so Benny's going to move to second, and Nick's going to come home and score easy.
Wait, see.
Three across the plate here this inning. You're going to go to the track.
Yep.
And you're going to see how far you can go.
How many times I got to go around track for a mile?
Four, I believe.
Four? How far is a 5K? 2.5?
It's 3 point something, isn't it?
Is it?
3.1. Ethan Chain steps in there. Benny Homan over at second base. Two away here. Bottom of the fourth inning. That's a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman. Comes up, hits him in the chest. And he's going to... That was a good job, Bob.
Yeah, he did. Knocked her down.
He did a good job of staying in front of that one, and he got a tricky hop off the grass, come up, hit him in the chest. He knew he didn't have time to get Shaney, and that's going to be a base hit for Ethan Shane.
Thumbed up his coach, said, I'm all right, coach.
Yep, I'm good. So a base hit for Shaney. Moves him down to first base, and Benny stayed at second on that play, and that brings Evan Post to the plate. Evan walked his last time up. I feel a hit.
Got one in you?
I feel a hit. That one's outside. He couldn't reach that one. Here comes a 1-0. Evan with a high chopper down the line, and that's going to be fielded foul by the third baseman. Strike number one. I was working in Walton Nancy Hartke's house today.
Oh, good people right there, yeah.
Nancy is a hoot, man, I tell you what. Nice people. Walt came home sick.
Ooh.
Sounded terrible, actually. There goes the runners. Evan through, and that's going to be thrown out in left field. And here comes Benny. Benny's going to come around to score. Shaney goes over to second base. So Catcher comes up and he fires down to third. Evan did exactly what he was supposed to do, stay right in that batter's box. Good thinking by the senior Evan Post. That was one of those plays where Benny decided to take off. Catcher comes up with it, and he stays right in that batter's box. That's going to score another run. That pitch is taken high and inside. So four across the plate here in the bottom of the fourth makes it 8-0 in favor of your Indians. Ethan down at second base. We got two away, and Evan Post is our batter. Ooh, I thought that was going to be close.
Yeah, that was close.
He did call a strike. Just didn't say nothing. 3-2. Evan pops that one up. Back right in the people. Hang in there, number 12. Hang in there, babe. Let's go now. Must be getting chillier. I see a couple of the girls down there got blankets on. Wrapped on them. There's a hard hit ball down the third. Wow. That's a heck of a play right there.
That's as nonchalant, cool play as you're ever going to see.
Well, that was a hard hit ball, and that third baseman just made one step, backhanded it like it was nothing to it. Just foul.
Foul ball.
Just foul. Come on, Evan. There goes Shaney. Oh, and that hits Evan right in the back. That one's going to sting a little bit. Second one hit by a pitch in this inning. Shaney goes down to third, and we're first and third.
Johan's little boy's a wild man, Owen.
He down there?
Yeah, he's just
sitting with Grandpa?
Yeah, he's with Johan.
That brings number 45, catches Metzger, to the plate.
Four runs in.
8-0 ball game, folks. It's getting darker, or is it just me?
No, I think it is.
Yeah. Why is... Oh, it was a dead ball.
Correct.
So Shaney had to go back to second. So we got runners at first and second. Cassius takes that one outside.
There is a couple pop-up showers in Mercer County right now.
Is there a couple little green spots?
Yes, there is.
Oh, Shaney. How about that? He got a big secondary lead. Oh, he balked?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that straightens my book out, because Shaney, I had him at third.
Yeah.
Now we're good. Evan moves over to second.
Come on, Cassius.
So Cassius with a chance to drive in a couple of runs to make it a 10-0 ball game, Bobby, just what you were talking about. Covert goes over to third, chases him back. Cassius with one over towards the second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it, fields it. Ooh. Cassius was hauling it down that first base line, and he gets him by a step for the third out.
He twisted his ankle on that.
Who did Cassius did?
He's got a little limp to him.
Really?
It's all right, buddy.
He was busting it down that line. I mean, he wanted to get down there. That does in the inning, though, but we pick up four runs. And now at the end of five, right at the end of four complete, Bobby, Indians lead 8-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
That's a pretty easy way to do his commercials.
Yeah, he's got to figure it out.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
If we can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely, because I am as dumb as you can get when it comes to technology.
Push this
button. I'll tell you what I can do, though. Text. I would challenge any 53-year-old fat guy that I could out-text him.
Pretty fast?
Oh, lightning. Dumb.
I believe it. Problem is, you're going 55.
Problem is, I'm
when
driving my vehicle. No, I'm getting better at it. How many strikeouts tweets he got, Calpy?
He has a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 in my book. There's a curveball out. Comes across the plate, swings and misses.
Soon to be 12, I'm afraid.
Yep, 0-2 here. To Pat Covert, he's the pitcher now for the Knoxville Rangers. Fastball blew it right past him, strike three. Strikeout number 12, free pizza. Oh, that's Reds, isn't it?
Is it 12?
It's only 11.
11, yeah. What is that? DiNardo's? No. Tombstone?
No. It's not Papa John's.
No. The love of it. We gotta know this.
Swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike. How can we not know?
I'm telling you, we got her. We got full blown.
Gets a piece of that one. Foul ball, strike two. Oh,
I'll get
La Rosa's.
La Rosa.
Jeez, I was going to go crazy there.
347-1111. Ain't that the number they always have on there? It is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
This will be the last game we'll ever do for G4. Rob's thinking about ending that Lions Club meeting, getting back over here.
We're probably not even on. They just turned it on, playing music. We don't know. So
country music wide open.
Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss right there. Nick had him. He was thinking curveball, and he brought the smoker, and down goes the number two hitter, Nate Murgis, and this is going to bring Brandon Smith to the plate. So strikeout number 13 in the books.
I really think that this will be his last batter, and this will be a no-hitter for Nick Twaits, because I think we'll score two.
Oh, yeah. I like that thinking.
So, Twaits, let's get out of here. Back-to-back no-hitters for the Indians.
Pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, I'd say. Johnny Vandermeer threw no-hitters, didn't he? Johnny Vandermeer for the Reds threw two back-to-back no-hitters.
Well, I was going to say that Mr. Obringer did it for Fort Recovery way back in the day. Remember that? They talked about that?
He threw back-to-back no-hitters?
Mm-hmm. Then he might have had...
He had like 16 one season.
He had some crazy record. Swing right there, strike two. Tracy's just in a groove right now, folks. He's just, whatever he wants to do with this pitch, he can make it do.
And he's going to throw a smoker right here.
Yeah. Nothing but gas. Nothing but gas. And that's strike three. Struck out the side here in the fifth, folks. And Tracy's got 14 Ks.
14 out of 15.
Yowzers. Well, and he got that extra one there in one inning. So, three up, three down, three strikeouts for Tweetsy in the fifth, and the Indians lead 8-0 going into the bottom of the five to get two runs and run rule this and get a trophy. What do you think, Bob?
I'm in, partner.
Let's do it.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL.
My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
All right, buddy. Let's
Bobby, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians going to come to plate. Looks like we're going to have a new batter here. I'm going to flip the old buckaroo over here. It looks to me like...
Big Ian.
Ian. Oh, I'd say Ian's just going to come in here and hit for Cody because we need a catcher.
Yeah.
Ian Holman going to come in here and pinch hit for Cody Shinneberry.
You can argue that Ian Holman might have had the biggest hit of our season. Gets for Sales.
Big hit there for Sales.
Him and Cade were both, you know, but if Ian don't get that hit, we ain't in the situation
we're not going to get a trophy. And that is a hard hit ground ball just fouled down that third baseline.
Ian can rake. He can hit.
Well, he's just his I don't know what it is, if it's just his forearms and his wrist, but he can really quick bat. That was taken just over the bill of his hat for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Indians need two here for a run rule to pick up their first ever MAC baseball championship. That was a curveball that he'd just stuck in his hands too long. Threw it back to the screen. Three balls and a strike. Cade Wendell on deck. Here comes the 3-1. Just catches the outside edge of the plate. Good pitch right there by Covert. Three balls, two strikes. Come on, Ian. And gets a piece of it. Pops him up over the shortstop's head. Shortstop's going back, and he makes a nice play over the shoulder. Nice play by the shortstop for the Rangers for out number one.
So, Calpe, you're the mayor of Fort Recovery, and you've done a really nice job, and our community is really doing, you know, I just love what's happening in our community, but I got a question. That bridge is going out on 49 for 3 weeks. Wabash Road's closed. We're going to have to cut. The only way to get in and out of Fort Recovery is by helicopter.
Is that right? I know the Wabash Road is closed. What are we doing on 49?
Bridge is right by Bastrop Park. I think starting Monday is out for 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
They're moving the equipment. You didn't know it? You're the mayor.
Yeah, I'm kind of shut out on things like that, I guess. Yeah. We did purchase a new piece of equipment today. I had to sign a big old check.
What did we get?
Sitting right out there, right in center field, a new street sweeper. Nope, street sweeper. Our old one was bad.
We got a new street sweeper.
Yep.
Didn't we always use St. Henry's like sometimes?
Only when ours was broken
which
down.
Which was about every month.
Which was probably more than we should have used it. But we got a dandy here. We're happy. Ball four to Cade Wendell. He goes down to first base.
Chance to add to his stolen base totals.
We're not going to steal an 8-0 lead, are we?
I don't know if we will or not. I think he might try to get two runs here and call this baby a game.
See if we can get Willie on here. In steps number 24.
So what's the price tag on a street sweeper?
Actually, a new one is big time money. Yeah. And we got this one actually for half of what we budgeted for one and almost a better machine than what we were. We're tickled to death to have this.
Did you get that at an auction or
Actually, St. Mary's. Cade got picked off here, and now he's in a pickle, and he goes down to second, and it's going to be dropped by that second baseman, and Cade's going to slide in there safe. That's one way to get to second base.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I just talked to our village administrator, Randy Diller, the other day, and he said that one of the companies that was looking for a good used one for us said that St. Mary's was trading theirs in, and I think they went over and looked at it and was thrilled with it. And
well, good.
So we got a good deal on it. Just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
And I think at the park we got all of our positions filled for mowing and our lifeguards. And
I think we got our pool manager.
Yep.
So it's always good.
It is. And, you know, and if you are interested in lifeguarding, you'll stop up to town hall. We can't ever get enough of those lifeguards.
That one's hit hard, Bobby, out towards right field, and the right fielder comes over, and it goes off the end of his glove, and that's going to be a base hit for Willie Homan. Cade's going to move over to third. He had to go a long way. He was playing. He was cheating towards center, and he was on his horses, and it was slicing away from him, and he stuck his glove out there, and it just went off the end of his glove.
Yeah, he hit the ball hard, and it was tailing away from him.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So Cade moves over to third. Now I'd say Willie's going to go to second, and we do have a chance here with Nick Twaits up with to drive in a couple of runs. There goes Willie on the first pitch. Quick throw down to third. And that gets past the third baseman, and Cade's going to come in to score. Run number 9. So that's what happens. You get people on, you make plays, you do things. People have to make their plays, and if it doesn't work for them, it's easy runs. And it wasn't that long ago, folks, at the Purple and White. Kind of made plays like that.
No, that's right. Absolutely. Copy, we are one run away from winning a MAC championship, and hats off to Coach Kalp, and hats off to that whole staff and that ball club. And we're pretty proud up here in the booth, and that's going to do it because
yes,
that
sir.
Is laser.
That is a rocket out. That center fielder covers more ground.
Look,
great
Willie's
catch by the
score.
Oh, Jerry had to put the brakes on him. He wanted to. Nick Twaits hit three hard balls tonight, and two of them was in the gap at left center, and that center fielder is Billy Hamilton.
That was...
Did you think anybody's going to catch that ball?
No, I didn't. Come on, Reese,
wow.
Get him in here. Let's get out of here. Boy, I didn't think he's going to catch that.
Jeez, he went a long way. Look where he's at. Look where he caught that ball.
Might throw it away.
Wow. Tough break for Nick Twaits. I tell you what, he launched that baby, and the left fielder had no chance at it.
No.
That center fielder, I mean, he went a long way for that. It's outside. Ball 2 to Reese Rogers.
Nick Twaits hit 1,000 feet of balls today.
Over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit him hard.
Come on,
Reese. Base hit, man. That's all we need. That one's down in the dirt. Ball 3. 3-0. Therese Rogers with Benny Homan on deck for the Indians. 90 feet away is Will Homan in our 10th round in a MAC championship for the Fort Recovery Indians. First time in school history.
Hey.
Nope, we're going to do where the base
boy,
hit. Therese Rogers with a rocket.
How about that, folks? And that is,
and that
the,
is the 10th
game.
Round. Yes, sir. Reese Rogers with a line shot out towards left center, and the Fort Recovery Indians have won the MAC in 2018, and I couldn't be prouder, Bobby.
Absolutely, and senior leadership gets it done, and Nick Twaits throws a no-hitter and strikes out 14, and what a game by Jerry Kalp's Indians to clinch it, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about our MAC championship.
Absolutely.
Maybe try to get a word with Jerry Kalp up here.
I think that's a good idea.
On PG-14.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer. Enjoy savings of 20% off all sunscreen and skin safety items in May at Kalp Pharmacy. Many national brands and special products, including Bullfrog's combined sunscreen and mosquito repellent, tan towels for a streakless tan, and natural chemical-free brush-on block powder sunscreen. So stop at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're going to do a player in the game.
All right, we're back here, and the Indians are moving towards home plate, Calpy, and the commissioner of the MAC has got the big trophy for the MAC championship, and why don't you take a couple pictures of that on your old phone? That's pretty awesome.
I think I should do that. That's good thinking, Bobby.
Yep. And look at that trophy, and Jerry smiling from ear to ear, Calpy, and the seniors go up and accept the award, and they raise it in the air, and look at that picture right there. MAC champions, 2018, your Fort Recovery Indians. And man, that's a proud group, and look at them smiles, and mom and dad's taking pictures, and what a beautiful sight that is. And I tell you, I didn't know if I'd ever see the day of that.
Well, I tell you what, we've been close a couple of times, and we've come down to our last game.
Yeah, that's right.
And this was the first time we got her done, and thrilled to death for the kids. I tell you, it's an accomplishment, and I'm not sure that they understand at this point yet what they accomplished.
No, I agree.
I really don't, because I think down the road, those kids will look back at it and say, damn, that was pretty impressive,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that was. And they've taken more pictures, and now everybody's kind of going out there behind home plate. And Coach Feely, I'm sure he's fired up looking at him.
Oh, he
out
has
there.
To be. He has to be.
Yeah, that's quite a deal. And championship of the MAC is your Fort Recovery Indians. And I know we're co-champions with the St. Henry Redskins if they hold on and win, but you know what? I'll just take that, too.
Absolutely. We'll always say that we beat them in the game and that year, but the reality of it was we'd love to go back and play New Bremen again, but you can't do that.
No,
and,
that's right. We ain't worried about that anymore.
You know, when we got beat by New Bremen, I think we were a little bit upset, but the reality of it was we knew that we still had a chance if we run the table to win this thing, and they did it.
They did, and we had clutch hitting, and, you know, the game against Versailles, and we talked about Ian Holman's big hit and then beating Coldwater, but you know what, Calpe? The reason that we're the MAC champions is because we have some kind of pitching staff, looks like Don Kemper, the commissioner's now, he wants to get a picture of the Digger's handing out trophies tonight. I know he's going to Minster softball, and the best commissioner we've had forever, I think. And I was a Tim Buescher fan, but I love Digger as a commissioner of the league, and there ain't nobody prouder of a conference than that guy right there.
Oh, man, I tell you what. And he puts his time in, folks. We see him so much in so many games, and he's like everywhere.
He is.
And hats off to him because it's a dedicated job that he has, and he is very dedicated.
He is very dedicated. Calpe, I think we're going to – I know Jerry's going to be doing a lot of interviews, and we'd love to get him up here, but I don't think we're going to have time for it.
You're probably right.
But we just want to thank WPGW for being able to carry the Indian baseball. I know a lot of people really appreciate what they've done for us, and I know they're not done. They're going to cover us in tournament, and Rob's a champ. Absolutely.
Appreciate everything he's done and all the listeners out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's awesome. I know there was a lot of listeners that normally listen that are at this game tonight because they wanted to see this game and they wanted to see us win the MAC championship. And we didn't disappoint. And Nick was just overpowering for the Rangers tonight. And like, what did we say, 14 strikeouts?
Yeah.
And hats off to Nick. And back-to-back no-hits. We've now gone, what the heck is that? Is that 12 straight? Hitless innings?
That's right.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That is awesome.
Calpe?
Yes,
nice
sir.
Job, partner.
For Dave Calpe and Bob Stogler and Rob Weaver, and he's back at the Lions Club. We appreciate everybody listening. And keep up with us. I'm sure Neil will have it on Fort Recovery Radio, and Rob will have it on WPGW when we're going to maybe schedule another game, and we'll have it on the air. As soon as we know something, we'll let you know. Thanks, folks, for listening. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.